Murfreesboro Mayor Will Stevens on the line with us this morning at 7:21. Will, how are you this morning, pal?
Well, I'm doing well. If this weather keeps up the way it's been, I'm not going to ever get my grass mowed. I'm looking at it, and if I don't get to it fairly quickly, the city will probably come by and write me up for it.
Well, all you got to do is, I think your wife is aware of some goats somewhere in the area that could be hauled into you. I just read an article she wrote on that, so...
Yeah, that was a fun experience. Ryder Family Farms, they do a good job with them.
Hey, you know, somebody else is wanting good weather is road construction people, and I would imagine the people that have your new asphalt plant up and running in Murfreesboro are also anxious to see good weather and road construction.
Yeah, Samron and Midwest Contracting, the asphalt plant is running, and I don't know to what extent that they are fulfilling orders yet, but I do know that they have been producing asphalt there, and we were happy for that development, $3 million investment there by Randy Fricke and Samron. So we're thankful for that and thankful to see some of our improvements to Walnut Street, Main Street in Murfreesboro, essentially. IDOT is going to be resurfacing that here in the coming month, and they're right now sawing out some different areas of the roadway and improving the ramps that are not ADA compliant. So a lot going on in Murfreesboro.
You know, when it comes to what's going on to the response to the pandemic, lost revenue is on a lot of people's minds, you and the city council. I mean, when you think about this and you're saying, okay, how are we going to get out of this? Who do you look to for help right now today? Do you look to Springfield or you look to Washington, D.C. and this proposed $3 trillion package? Where do your hopes lie when it comes to financial assistance going forward for your community?
Well, my hopes lie in myself and my city staff and my city council. I do think that we've got a capable group of people here, and I don't try to rely on anything outside of those things that I can truly control. You know, the budget impacts, we won't really know until June, because the process is that the state delivers sales tax receipts 3 months after they were collected. So in June, we'll be seeing those from March, and we'll get an idea of what it's going to be. Now, without question, I think we're going to be down, but I can't say what the certain percentage may be. I am somewhat buoyed by conversations I've had with the managers at the Murfreesboro Walmart, at the Rural King, at Kroger. They have all told me that their March sales were up 30 to 40% comparatively to the year before. And so, you know, will that cover our losses here in Murfreesboro from everything else being shut down? I doubt it, but I think that it will help. And whatever comes from the feds or from the state ultimately, hopefully will be enough to cover the rest of our bases. But if it's not, we'll just have to manage that, you know, and we're capable to do so. Will it be easy? Probably not. Can we do it? Absolutely. And we will, because we're overcomers here in Southern Illinois.
You know, the governor's plans on dealing with businesses that opening on non-essential, have turned up a notch, I should say, after last Friday in the executive order that, a fine and possible jail time. And the governor talking about, well, it's better than shutting down the business, while at the same time taking a more punitive tact when it comes to officials that do not enforce these stay-at-home orders and non-essential business orders, including withholding federal monies from law enforcement. Your thoughts on the governor's plan on dealing with businesses that don't stay in line?
Well, I think the governor is doing the best job he can to say things that might discourage people from reopening their businesses. And I understand why he wants to defend his stay-at-home order. It is his order, and ultimately, we as people want to defend things that we put forth. But, you know, the reality of withholding federal money from cities or, you know, writing tickets to businesses that reopen, that gets pretty complicated pretty quickly. Because are we really going to, you know, essentially punish a community by withholding federal dollars whenever the situation budgetarily may not be pretty already? I mean, I don't think that that's a politically tenable position at all. And I think that it's something that has been said in order to help enforce his order from a distance, but in reality, I would be shocked if that actually occurred. I mean, you know, I saw the letter from the Republican congressional delegation the other day, and, you know, their stance was that, look, if you don't like Trump holding money from sanctuary cities, isn't this somewhat a similar situation? And we're getting into some areas here where really this special session of the General Assembly needs to be called, because you cannot, as an executive official, just go on forever issuing various orders without getting the consent of the governed. And we are, in my opinion, to a point where we have not properly engaged the body that is supposed to represent the people of Illinois in these various districts, and that's the General Assembly. So hopefully by the end of this week, we get a lot more clarity on what's legislatively going to hold water and legally going to hold water, because I know that there are some lawsuits pending that are going to be heard on Friday, and we've seen what happened in Wisconsin, and we've seen what happened in Oregon. I think the Oregon order may have been reinstated now.
Right.
But I think there are some real questions that people have that are legitimate and need to be answered and should have been answered before now.
And I'll be honest with you, tomorrow's JCAR committee meeting in relationship to these, this executive action taken on Friday has my attention as well. Just a couple of, well, here's one. Just came in on the American Monument text line from my friend Mark Romanowski. It's always good to hear from you, Mark. He says, what about Apple Festival, Mayor?
Well, the Apple Festival is in question. You know, I think that we're all sort of looking toward the state fairs as indicators. And I think that there's two questions here. I think that if the state fairs are not held for budgetary reasons, well, that's, you know, different than if they're not held because we're still under some kind of order in September. The city itself doesn't make those decisions in whole. There is the Apple Festival Committee, and a lot of it has to do, too, about whether or not you can schedule a amusement carnival company to come, because what, you know, their ability to get employees, and these things have to be planned far in advance. So I don't have a definitive answer. I'm not trying to dodge the question, but I just don't have a definitive answer.
Well, Barbecue Festival, I thank very much. And here's another text asking about, please ask the good mayor, when will Murfreesboro open the city parks and playgrounds completely, especially the Murfreesboro Bocce Courts?
Well, the Murfreesboro Bocce Courts are under the control of the Murfreesboro Park District. The city parks have been open all along, but we don't have any playground equipment in those parks. And so I would have to defer to the park district as to when they are going to reopen those. And I would say that they're probably going to be doing some reconsideration, you know, at the turn of the month here in June. But again, I don't want to speak, you know, for them, because I just can't.
You know, there was a little confusion with the IDNR about Kincaid Lake and some of your other park districts, but it worked out. Worked out for you, although a little frustrating, I know, on your end.
Well, I didn't really know what to make of that as I went through it. I was just trying to advocate, and it was being told that they were going to be open. Then I was told that they weren't going to be open, and then I got a call from the IDNR director and said that, you know, they were going to be reopened, and so I suppose all well that ends well, but believe me, nobody was more confused than me.
You know, when it comes to daily updates, you post those on social media. You're always out there trying to communicate. In the process of you collecting data to communicate, what have you learned about the COVID-19 response in Murfreesboro, either good or bad, when it comes to planning for the future?
Well, the one thing I have learned is that when you're in a crisis situation of sorts, you cannot communicate too much. And that's something that I've been trying to do as much as possible. And so I have learned that the more I communicate, the better off we all are. And I think people want their local elected leaders to do that communication, because we have these, and I don't want to call them bureaucracies, because I think that the CDC and your local health departments are all doing the best job that they can. But distilling that information and disseminating it from a trusted source, and it's not Will Stevens, it's the mayor's office is that trusted source, and I do the best I can to hold that trust for the people. That is what I have learned through this, is that that's just really important. And it helps to quell a lot of confusion and keep a lot of division, which obviously there's going to be that, from, you know, growing out of control. And so that's, I guess, what I've learned. And I've learned that social media is what I thought it was.
Well, all I can tell you is that that I say this four or five times a night. Well, you know, Kate's listening to me use obscene words. What's wrong? Facebook is the devil. Facebook is the devil.
Oh, I can tell you, I feel the same way. I mean, it's social media is sort of like fire. You know, it's a useful tool, but you know, there just have to be some rules in using it, or you can wind up, you know, things, of course, get out of control. But I don't know, that's maybe not the best metaphor, but it's the only one I could come up with on the spot.